Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
If you'd have got here at 3 o'clock, we'd have started church then. Praise God. Because God's going to change somebody's life. Because I don't have to talk to everybody. I just got to talk to somebody. Just one person in this building receives what God has got for them tonight. It will change not only their life, but it'll change a lot of other people's lives. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. If we could do what I'm going to talk about before I talk about it, something special would happen in your life right now. Just give God some worship and some praise. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Somebody ought to be healed right now. Somebody ought to be delivered from fear and concern and worry right now. Praise God, somebody ought to seal the deal right now in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Wonderful World of Worship, Part 4. Isaiah 22:22. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon the shoulder, and so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. John chapter 4, verse 23, where we started this series several weeks ago. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. One more time. Let's just worship the Lord a little while. Hallelujah. 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 God's presence is in this room right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When God's presence is in the room, all that is required for a miracle is a question and an answer. And Jesus provides the question and you provide the answer. Will thou be made whole? And if you can say without reservation, I will, there's going to be a miracle happen in your life today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just go ahead and worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As Brandon likes to say, I'll take it off my preaching time. As I like to say, I'll take it off your driving time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory to God. Do you sense that something is happening? Hallelujah. These are treacherous times. But let me tell you what. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego never quit talking about the fiery furnace the longest day they lived. Daniel never quit talking about the lion's den until they put him in the grave. Paul and Silas never quit talking about the Philippian prison until they saw Jesus. Praise God. And you're not going to quit talking about the coronavirus as long as you live. You're going to say, let me, 10 years from now, some kid that's not even born will be so aggravated. I'm tired of hearing that, Mom. I'm tired of, but you don't know how the Lord brought us through. You don't understand, son. Some people died, and some people got broke, and some people got depressed, and some people committed. But let me tell you how the Lord brought me through. You're making a testimony that you'll be talking about all of your born days. And so right now, you ought to just go ahead and rehearse what the Lord is doing in our midst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shikosoro mabakasatalabokoya. Karumumaha. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Well, you may try to be seated. Hey, I don't have to finish this sermon. It can end when your cancer is healed. It can end when your sight turns into 2020. It can end when your deaf ear pops open. It can end when your back pain just leaves. It can end when your hip pain is gone. It can end when you feel God massaging your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not Omega. I'm the in-between guy. He's the Alpha, and he's the end, so he can end it anytime and any way he wants to. Let the Lord end this thing with a miracle in your life tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I told you, I was excited. Just been sitting there since 3 o'clock saying, when, Lord, when can we get together and do this? Because this is a special night. And it's not just happening tonight. It's been building a little bit. It was here Wednesday night and the Wednesday night before that. And the Wednesday night, it's been building, praise God. But this could be the crescendo. This could be the night of your breakthrough. This could be the night of your salvation. This could be the night of your expansion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, try to sit down. Let me just talk here a little bit and see where it goes. Praise God. Praise God. These are exciting days. Everything that is exciting is scary. Nothing is exciting if it ain't a little scary. Scary is an element of excitement. One of my pastor friends called me today, and he said, Brother Steve, have you heard Jimmy? And it's not Jimmy Swaggart, not any of the Jimmys you know. I said, no, I miss Jimmy. Jimmy has figured out the calendar, and Jesus has got to come before December. I said, really? I said, how come the Bible said no man knows the day or hour, and Jimmy knows it? He said, well, he might not know the hour, but he knows the time of the season. I said, how come Jesus said it's not for you to know the times of the season, which the Father put in his own power, but you should go to Jerusalem and be endued with power from on high after you receive the Holy Ghost? He didn't know what to say. I said, what you're telling me is I got to believe Jimmy instead of Jesus. I'm going to take Jesus every time. Jimmy's good, but he ain't that good. Oh, but Jesus is good. So I don't know when he's coming. He might come tonight. Maybe that's what we're feeling. Maybe he's going to rapture us in 15 minutes. Or you might still be here in 15 years. I don't know. But praise God, when you get in the Holy Ghost, it just don't matter where you are. Whether you're on earth or whether you're in heaven, praise God, you're going to be having a time. You're going to be having a time. So don't worry about all the times of the seasons. Just say, praise God, I'm in God's spirit. And in God's hand, and no man can pluck me out, and so it's going to be all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God's given us great power to affect our own lives. Let me say that again. God has given us great power to affect our own lives. We cannot change the dispensations. They are settled. But we can create our own personal climate. And so we might be in a pandemic. But friend, I want to tell you, we can create a place for us. Just like Israel did in Egypt when they were in Goshen. You can create a place where God is blessing you. I've never seen, and God will give you your own space in all of this. I've never seen such an attempt by the devil to invade our space. We've got to be careful to not let things, people, and spirits invade our space, because outside influences dilute our worship power and keep us from receiving what God wants to give us. So you got to hold back some things. You got to rebuke some spirits. You got to turn off some television shows. You got to stop your ears to some hate and say, wait just a minute. You're invading my space, and my space is a place of tremendous blessing. The Bible said even Jezebel, the most wicked woman of the Bible, was given a space to repent. She didn't take advantage of that, and so she died lost, but she was given a space. We're given spaces. The little boy that was kidnapped, you know the story better than I do in Atlanta. I don't know the boy's name, and I don't know the song. I just know the principle. Praise God, when he was kidnapped, he just wouldn't quit singing until the kidnapper said, you're driving me nuts, kid. Get out. Get out. I do know my friend, the church secretary in Fort Worth, was kidnapped by a serial killer when I was preaching in Fort Worth in the 70s, and she just kept talking in tongues. And finally, he kicked her out of the car, totally unharmed. She had her own space, and even a serial killer couldn't invade her space, praise God. I do know that years ago, many years ago in England, that they put a man on the gallows ready to hang him, but they had a little law. And they said, you have this opportunity. You can read one portion of Scripture. And he began to read a long psalm, the longest psalm he could find, and he filled it with praise. And while he was praising and reading the psalm, and they're waiting for him to get through so they could drop him through the gallows, from the king came a little edict. And they said, what is this? Said, don't kill him. This is a pardon. He had his space. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. Creating your own space. It's called, you will be familiar with this term, it's called living under an open heaven. Now, the Bible teaches us that one day the Lord is going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. That ain't quite happening yet. But he is occupying certain spaces for certain people. And we are that people. I just love it when Michelle, my secretary that went to be with the Lord a few weeks ago, said, why is it people just want to do things for you? It's called a space that God has given me. Why is it one of the brothers in the church asked me to pray for him a few weeks ago when he got a bad report from the doctor because he said, you know something I don't know. And he called me the next week and said, got a good report from the doctor. He reversed himself. Nothing wrong with my kidneys there. He said, I knew you know something I don't know, Pastor. No, I got a space living under an open heaven, praise God. I want to tell you that worship can save your life. But more importantly, worship can literally open a heavens and cause you to live under an open heaven in your life. And on the right and the left, they're falling like flies. Behind you and before you, things are happening that you don't like. But your little space is, praise God, just a blessed place because you are living under an open heaven. The Queen of Sheba went to visit Solomon because of what she heard. And when she got there, she asked him hard questions, the Bible said. And he answered every one of them. And she said, now let me look around. And when she got through looking around, she said, your servants are happy. She said, there is such a blessing on this place. She said, the half has never yet been told. What was Sheba saying to Solomon? She was saying, you're living under an open heaven. Let me tell you something. I've been here 45 years, and when we got here, the heaven was not open, but Beck and I cracked it a little bit. And praise God, a few people came along, and we widened the crack a little bit. But praise God, Leslie and Gloria came, and they helped us open a little bit more. And Sister Juan and Brother James helped us open a little bit more. And Brother Warren and Sister Day helped us open a little bit more. And Brother Kevin and Sister Tammy helped us open a little bit more. Praise God. And hallelujah, Brother Johnson is here on the front. He's helping us open a little bit more. What are we doing? Little by little, we're opening heaven, praise God. And it is a blessed thing that we are blessed. But we want to get it to where everybody on every pew in every section is living under an open heaven. And then we'd like to extend that a little bit, if you don't mind. And we'd like for you to take it home to you like Obed-Edom taking the Ark of the Covenant back to his house. And the Bible said for 3 months his house was blessed. And we get the report, you don't know what's happened in my house. My son-in-law that left my daughter-in-law just came back and he wants to be saved. And we just prayed with him and he gave his life to Jesus. What's happening? I tell you, mom-in-law, you're living under an open heaven, praise God. And it don't matter what's happening around the world. If you've got an open heaven on your life and on your house and on your family, hey, somebody ought to worship God. I would have thought right now that the Omega would have showed up and shut this little circus down, and somebody would have come out of the pew and said, Pastor, I got to stop you now because I just felt my tumor shrink. I just felt my eyes open. I'm telling you, this is an open heaven place, and God's in this house tonight, and the Holy Ghost is here, and God is ready to go from row to row, person to person, and meeting you right where you are and giving you the miracle for the particular need you have. Could Could somebody worship God? Could somebody give him a hand clap? Could somebody give him a dance? Could somebody praise Almighty God like you never praised the Lord before? In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. The key of David is worship. And remember what it's for? Opening and closing. You got some doors you need to shut up in your life. And you got some doors you need to open in your life. And you don't do it with a skeleton key from the hardware store. You do it by the worship that lives inside of you. Oh, heaven opens up. It was a quaint little song. When the praises go up, I almost sang. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Isn't that cute? It's not only cute, it's one of the most mighty principles of creation. When you begin to worship God, it cracks the canopy of earth and heaven begins to seep in. And the more you worship, the bigger the crack. Until finally Malachi would say, it's not a crack anymore, it's a wide open window. And Jacob would say, wow, it's not a window, the gate of the heavens has opened up to me on this mountainside. When you begin to worship God, everything changes. Hallelujah. Definition, open heaven. When the heavens are open and we have free access to everything in heavenly realms, a free flowing of God's abundant grace and ministry power. Ministering to open heaven is like toiling the soil without labor or sweat on the brow. When heaven is open for you, God will be near, and heaven will be manifest in the natural on earth as it is in heaven. That's an open heaven, ladies and gentlemen. An open heaven is when you reap where you have not sown. An open heaven is where suddenly things you haven't even imagined and prayed for yet suddenly show up and you say, wow, why didn't I think of asking God for that? And God said, I got tired of waiting on you to pray for it and heaven was open, so I just dumped it on you anyway. David said, I can't even number the benefits, but every day he said the benefits come in loads. He loadeth his benefit on me. Shame on you if your blessings can be delivered by FedEx. You ought to have to hire a trailer truck and a semi to back up to your door because heaven is open. And you say, look what the Lord has done. More than I prayed for, more than I believed for, more than I imagined for. People in my family saved. People I thought would never get saved are getting saved. Why? I'm living under an open heaven. The 28th chapter of Deuteronomy tells us what an open heaven is like. All these blessings will come upon thee and overtake thee if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. It's called an open heaven. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses. Oh, when God commands blessings, they got to come in your storehouses. That means if you've got one car, he's going to command a blessing. You've got two cars. Praise God. That means if you got a good job, you either got a raise or a better job. Command thy blessing. It's called an open heaven. You got a bank account, a checking account, and it's got $800 in it. Praise God. Now you got a savings account that's got $8,000 in it. He's commanding the blessing on your storehouse. Whatever you got is going to multiply. Any good thing in your life is going to multiply. It's good, but it's getting bigger. It's great, but it's getting better. Why? Because the heavens are open. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Just a little bit, not much. But during this pandemic, it started out where our income was great and maybe a little higher, but people are not here. Out of sight, it's dropped a little bit. But I asked Becky, how are we doing? She said, well, it's dropped a little bit. But she said, our cash reserves are getting bigger. Now, how can that be? We got the same bills. How can our income drop and our cash reserves get bigger? I said, how can that be? She said, because you've been preaching for 45 years about the top of the barrel. That wasn't mine. I borrowed it from John Osteen. For 25 years ago, John talked to me personally about it. He said, Steve, you got to get out of the bottom of the barrel and get on the top of the barrel. That's what happens when the heavens are opened. Hallelujah. You live from the top of the barrel. So she said, you've been preaching it for 45 years. And she said, we don't always have to have the biggest income to have the biggest increase. God has a way of multiplying. What God's doing in this church, he's going to do in your bank account. He's going to do in your family. He's going to do in your house, praise God. Get ready, get ready, get ready. We're coming into the greatest season of Living Way. We're coming into the greatest season of our lives. We're coming into the greatest season of our family. I'm telling you, the heavens are open, and they're not only open, they're getting bigger. It's scrolling back in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory. God is opening heaven to us. And you say, well, what can we do to help him? You can't help him. All you can do is worship him. Worship him. Praise God. When you talk about the open heavens, it's something. When you see Jesus Christ, he said, take me and baptize me. When he was baptized, what happened? The Bible said the heaven opened and a voice spoken from heaven and said, this is my son whom I am well pleased. We've preached faith. We've talked faith. We've lived faith. But praise God, faith has grown in this church to a new level. And the Bible said without faith, it is impossible to please God. And God is saying the same thing over us that he said over his son, Jesus. I am well pleased in you. I have opened up a window in heaven. No, I've opened up a door. No, I've just tore the roof off. I've put an open heaven over you. And you say, what do you want us to do? He said, just worship me. He said, worship me all the ways that the key of David defines in the 149th and the 150th Psalm. Worship me in the warm morning. Worship me in the evening. Worship me in good times. Worship me in bad times. Worship me when the sun is coming up. Worship me when the sun is going down. Worship me with your voice. Worship me with your hands. Worship me with your dance. Worship me with your gifts. Worship me, and I will cause heaven to be opened up in such a way that I literally, when he talks about the window of heaven being open, what's the next thing? A blessing you cannot contain. I'm telling you, if we will turn the worship up to the level that God is requesting, he will pour out upon this church and upon you and upon me blessings that we don't have containers to hold. We'll have to borrow the vessels, borrow not a few. Just keep pouring the oil. It's going to keep coming. He's poured out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. The heavens are open. The heavens are open. You don't have to rend your garments. You just need to give God some worship. You just need to glorify God with your praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible teaches us that Peter was given the keys to the kingdom by Jesus on the revelation of who he was. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but praise God, the Spirit of God has shown you that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. Here is the keys. Peter took those keys from the hand of Jesus, and if you trace it back, it's the same keys of David, and you will hear Peter jingling those keys in Acts 2 when he preached at the birthday of the church. He's still talking about the keys of David and what David did, but Peter took those keys, and he said, I've got them in my hand. And the first thing he did after he was filled with the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost, he went down to the church house. And when he got to the church house, there was a man there that Jesus had walked by many times. But he lay there and he said, give me some alms. He said, no, sir, I don't have no money to give you, but I tell you what I got. Woo, I got the keys of David. He said, such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ, up and walk. And that man that had been lame from his mother's womb, and that's the way we all come into this earth. We come crippled from our very birthday. From the very day of our birth, we're limited. But praise God, here was a man that had been laying there for years, crippled. Such as I have, give I thee. And the Bible said that when he did, he reached out and took him by the hand. He stood up. And the Bible said as he stood up, his ankles received strength. But now here's the key. He had passed the key that he had, that he got from David. That David gave it to Jesus, and Jesus gave it to Peter. And now Peter has given it to the lame man at the gate. Because the Bible said this man that had never been inside a church in his life, a sudden burst through the door of the church. He went walking and leaping and doing what? Praising God. There's the key right there. It's worshiping Almighty God. You might be a beggar around the church, but you don't have to beg no more. You might be a cripple around the church, but you don't have to be crippled no more. I challenge you to come out of your pew praising and worshiping Almighty God. And you will hear the canopy of the heavens rolling back. And suddenly you will realize that the rain is falling on me and my children and my spouse and my family. Everything is changing because I have moved unto an open heaven. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of a brass heaven. A brass heaven. And most Christians live under a brass heaven. They're saved, but heaven is not open to them because they are not a true worshiper. And the Father is seeking such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Holy Ghost is going through Living Way tonight and saying, will you live under a brass heaven, or will you worship Him in spirit and in truth? And if you can say, yes, 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 I will worship Him in spirit and truth, your heaven will turn from brass to open tonight on a Wednesday night at Living Way Church in San Antonio. Shikosotoloboya. Oh, there's somebody here tonight. I don't know this except in the spirit. There's somebody in this building tonight that you don't even belong to this church. You don't intend to come to this church. You're a guest because your church is closed. I want to tell you that you happened by the house of God on a Wednesday evening, and God's got you here for an appointment, and that is to change your roof from brass to open. You're not going to be the same old person you were. You're not going to be living in the same lack you were, but God is going to open the heavens in your life, and you're forever going to remember this was the night. This was the night that the heavens opened, and my body was healed, my soul was liberated, my spirit was set free, and miracles became a way of life. Would you stand on your feet and give God praise in this house? As Becky was singing a while ago, I felt like somebody that walked in on the middle of a conversation and should have said, excuse me, I'll come back later. Because there was such an atmosphere here. So I've inserted what I've been given from God tonight. But I want you to pick your conversation back up. I want you to go right back to that same course and where you were. I want you to pick that conversation up because God's getting ready to heal somebody's body, somebody's spirit, somebody's eyes, somebody's kidneys, somebody's heart, somebody's lungs, somebody's family, somebody's spouse, somebody's money. God is getting ready to do something because the heavens are open. And He said, just position yourself like a worshiper, a worshiper. Just get yourself ready because I'm going to open the heavens and pour you out a blessing you cannot contain. Sister Becky.